Hello, welcome back to the Muscle Hustle Podcast. Guys, we're going to do it differently this week. Share into your stories, rate, review. We've went into the charts in New Zealand now. So that's Ireland, Great Britain, New Zealand. I don't know where Sri Lankan squad's gone. Probably way home again, but rate, review, keep doing what you're doing, get us into more charts. Want to chart in Australia?
You've done that very poorly. I'm going to be straight. Listeners are going to listen to that and go, what a greedy cunt. You always give a bit of value first.
No. We always ask people to rate and review at the end. My printer fell apart here. We need a big push because
what are you printing?
I don't know. No, the printer. I don't know why there's a printer. Probably. I'd say there is a scanner on it, which I don't think anybody's used a scanner in 10 years.
You've been printing off pictures of me hanging them in your bed.
Visa. I was printing off visas. I need to get visas, kid.
So you always give the value first, because when you give the value, then people are like, oh, well, do you know what? Whereas you're just asking people to share this podcast.
We're not selling anything, but we give everything. Yeah, well,
haven't even listened to this one. Share one of the ones you like prior. See the people who did share last week. Yous are the real top G's. I had somebody shirt. This is going out Monday now. This is Sunday night recording. I had somebody's shirt and wrote to me being like buzzing to get in the coaching, and I was like, you know what, there's the wee link, you can go in now. And he wrote back to me going, fucking holy fucking, I was like, you're more than welcome. And I was like, there you go.
So you know what, if you're listening now, if you send Tony a message, you get it free. Four years coaching for free.
What time does this go live?
6 a.m.
It'll be open just shortly after that, and then I have like 14 times the amount of people on the priority list as there is spaces. So I don't know. It's not gonna, like, I'm supposed to be opening at 12. I don't think it's gonna be like
Garth Brooks tickets.
It's gonna close before it opens. You get me? Like, I'm gonna be like,
yeah,
it's open for 30 seconds at 12 because I said I would announce it.
That's what you want. Yeah. And but yeah, not this week. Next week we're going to be back doing in person. So we're back in the studio in Dublin.
That needs booked.
I'll chat that down because you're busy. I'll chat that down.
And things are fucking bonkers.
We need a big topic for that one.
By the way, what I think would be good as well is, I don't know if Mickey will go, but on the 9th of September, I'm doing like a client group meetup for people that are in the app. But anybody that listens that wants to come, more than welcome.
I'm planning a festival in Liverpool.
9th, straight away. I think we're going to do like a sunrise dip in Newcastle and then maybe grab coffee afterwards or something.
Well, I could probably do that. My flight's at like 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock, but I'm planning a festival in Liverpool.
Sunrise will probably be like 7 a.m. So you're more than welcome. I just think it'll probably collab with Caroline McKenna's sunrise. So I'm not too sure she's doing it that day. She's doing one the prior weekend. But I just thought, do you know what? It's good. I'm not home all the time now. It'd be nice to see more and more people. And I think it'd be nice to have that, like, even for the podcast, for people that are connecting, like, it'd just be something different, you know. And if anybody needs anything, we'll be there.
It's a bit different than people coming up to me and when they're blocked in nightclubs going, oh, lad, listen to the podcast, and I'm steaming.
And you don't have to get in the water, honestly. It'll just be nice to get out and about, and a nice way to start your Saturday morning.
Tony will not wear budgie smugglers, that is a promise.
I'll maybe go shorts for you if you want, to be honest. If it's low tide, we'll either go Murlock Beach or we'll go we'll actually go to Bloody Bridge. The reason that Bloody Bridge is good is because I don't even know if you'd be able to fit everyone in the rock pools, but Bloody Bridge is good because you can get in and out of the water quickly. Do you ever see when it's low? I think it's going to be low tide. It's Murlock, so I think sand, I'm thinking Bloody Bridge is going to be far easier.
Yeah.
Because you can get in and out, you can get your head wet, you can dip for 2 seconds. See if you want to get into the sea. Do you ever go to get into the sea? And it takes about 20 minutes because it's such low tide.
Yeah.
So I think we probably will go Bloody Bridge, and it's nice and handy then. And it gives it a really nice view. And a lot of people have never seen that part. So it's something that you might not know where it is. So it's one of the things where I can put up the location. But anyway,
Bloody Bridge, what a name.
Bloody Bridge. Yeah, I actually don't know what that's about.
I don't even know where to. I know of it. I know what it looks like. But if someone said to me, "How do you get that?" I couldn't even fucking tell them.
Yeah, the best way. Oh, Jesus! Sorry, it's early. It's one of them things where, for me, Jesus, I'm getting tired, ready for bed. It's one of them things where you would see when you break things down and you look at the map. If you're going from, if for anybody that's not from Ireland, this will probably confuse the fuck out of you, but Newcastle, Murlock Beach is on one side of Newcastle. And if you were to drive from Newcastle towards Kilkeel, it's in between there. But I'll probably ping up a location on the maps and stuff. But you get it if you Google it, handy enough. Fill me in then. You've been absolutely manic, Mickey.
Manic. We launched our Australia tour on Thursday night and sold it out in 24 hours. Added another couple of hundred tickets, and now we're down to the last. I think we have 8 tickets left in Sydney and 9 in Melbourne.
Jesus Christ.
So all is good. And then an outdoor street party yesterday, which was good. Saturday, which was good. Lurgan Saturday night. Fucking weird one. And then tonight, as you're listening to us, closing the Lammasphere in beautiful Ballycastle.
The what?
The Lammasphere. It's a
llama.
Well, same word, yeah, but I don't know if it's actually about llamas because there's no llamas there. But it's like a country fair in Ballycastle, aka a drinking session.
Oh, fucking.
And that llama signifies the end of the summer. And
it's been shite weather back home though, hasn't it?
Yesterday we actually struck lucky for the street party and it didn't rain. Between 6 and 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock last night, it didn't rain. And then it started raining at 12. Very, very lucky. But yeah, the weather's shocking. I'm going to Chica Chica tonight in Derry, which is a techno festival. And I'm probably going to get fucking lashed on. So if you're right. No, this is not going to be pointless because
podcast topic, we were debating back and forth. We've had we want more people to write in what they want as well. We
read out the message first.
Yeah, read out the message. I think it's really, really nice to hear.
We'll read out the message first because we do miss your messages the odd time because we don't follow people on Instagram, but you know, from the page. So if you do have nice things to say, which is kind of going into the topic a wee bit, if you do have nice things to say, make sure you where did I send that to you? Oh, WhatsApp. Make sure you kind of send it this personally too, because we'll see it quicker. We're not going to say who this is. Hey Mickey, I know we have spoke before, but I want to share my personal journey with yourself and Tony. Happy enough to share this in next week's podcast without naming me. I asked you guys for some relationship advice last year when I was going through a mentally tough time in my life. Just had a breakup and lost the will to do anything. I spent hours and hours going through your podcast, taking small points and implementing them into daily life. I just wanted to share that I'm back in a good headspace, training well, eating well, enjoying work, and in a new relationship where I am genuinely happy. I just want to reach out and say a massive thank you to yourself and Tony for being so real and genuine weekly. I know you guys probably get a lot of messages like this, but the impact you've both had on my life, I cannot thank you enough.
You'd swear I wrote that myself.
I know, you'd swear we made that up. But we honestly didn't. But yeah, I remember the message coming through about the relationship thing last year. It's probably about a year ago last year. We done the relationship ones. It was in and around the time we done the anonymous Q&As as well. So it probably is about a year ago now. I remember this person writing in that message. But yeah, like that, it was weird when that came through. There was another thing, I think it was a Chris Hormozy video came up on TikTok about finding, Alex Hormozy, sorry, about finding your way. I was talking to Chris Williamson, finding your way, and why do you do these things? And that's pretty much the reason why we started doing the podcast was, the why was just to kind of, if we can give someone a bit of fun, a bit of laughter, brighten up their day, but give them a wee nugget of information or a wee something to help them of any way, shape or form. Maybe it is just that wee laugh, or maybe it is you just needed to hear something. That kind of, for me, that message typifies everything that this podcast is about and was always meant to be about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because like we know, Tony's an expert in fitness, like, and I call me an expert in DJing, but I don't think there's much DJ to talk about happening. But we don't pretend to be gurus or experts in anything that we probably talk about. We're just two fellas giving genuine opinions and talking genuinely, openly about things. And sometimes it's nicer to hear that kind of talk from someone who's not trying to sell you something, who's not coming from a right wing, a left wing, or a certain way of thinking. We're just two lads talking about it as if somebody had said it well back in the day. It's like two boys having a chat over a pint, but recording it.
Yeah, a bit of back and forth makes a big difference, though. Like it's one of the things where a lot of people. We try to keep it like deep, but like, do you ever get that whenever you have a really good conversation with a friend, like, or yeah, you meet somebody and it flows, it's a bit of crack, but there's also like that we take home, it's like, oh, this was actually, it's like if you meet somebody for like, and you're having a discussion about a relationship or a problem and you need help, but there's still that bit of crack there.
Yeah.
That for me is what I've always wanted us to be, because to be honest, there's time periods there whenever I haven't been focusing as much, and I feel like when you give something less, you always get something less. So it's one of them ones where I do feel like there's so much more that we can give to people. Like, to be honest, there's so much more, but it's one of them things where we need direction with topics and that, but we always try and keep it light, we always try and keep it humor, but we want that take home, and that's the one reason why we ask for the shares and likes, is because we get messages like that. I get quite a lot of messages like that. The actual funny thing is you think, like, for example, we'll talk about hate on the podcast now because that's what we're going to go into, or friction maybe is the better word, but like, you think with the following I have now, that more people see the amount of people that write to me saying I should start a podcast, I would say I get about 50 to 100 of them messages per week. So the podcast is going to grow quite rapidly, I reckon, in the next couple of years. But the thing is, it's trying to get it momentum now as well, because it's trying to help more people, because
yeah,
the amount of people that then find it, binge the episodes and go, oh my god, this has really made an impact. So for me, don't get me wrong, it's great that more people are listening, but it's more important that more people get help. See, whenever I really struggled with my headspace last year, see, having the likes of like knowing who, what podcast to go to, that was one of the biggest things for me. It wasn't books, like knowing to go to Jay Shetty because I was really struggling with relationship yeah. issues, knowing to go to Chris Wills because I was struggling with like my manliness, my confidence, what should I be focusing on. Like, if I didn't know about these people from other people sharing them, I would have really struggled. So you it's not about us, it's always about helping more. I think that's so vital. A lot of people get really mixed up.
Yeah, and sometimes it's also like, some podcasts can be really fucking heavy, like really heavy, and you would almost come away almost feeling maybe a wee bit worse because you think you're so far behind everything else. I don't know if other people find that boy Rob Dial, did you ever come across him, the Mindset Mentor?
No.
Like they're really short, like 18, 21, 17, 21, 22, 24. Just like one, he just goes into one topic, but goes into it. I think he's a real nice way about himself, because it's not like, it's not preachy, it's not judgy. He's kind of like ours, but he's really soft-spoken guy. And I think it's nicer to hear that way than hear someone who's like Goggins is class at what he does, but he's fucking intense, like. He makes you feel bad about yourself, but that's his thing. You know, who's going to carry the wood? You know, fucking burn the boats. That's his intense thing. But sometimes people don't react to intense things. Sometimes people react to just real talk, people talking real. And I think that's where, like, Jay Shetty would talk real about relationships. He's very good relationship wise. Like, weirdly, I find, Kevin Hart, when he talks about stuff, because he talks about just work ethic and, you know, different things, and I find it very good when I listen to him. But there's some people that are just, they're too intense or too much, this is the only way to do it, this is what you have to do, not given viable options, because, you know, not everybody's going to be fully committed into everything they always do. You know, it's the same as anything, but I think that's where sometimes listening to the wrong podcast can put you fucking up the walls because you think they're so much ahead of you and they're doing this. It's like when people start freaking out about the 5 a.m.s and the 4 a.m.s and grind, grind, grind. Remember that grind mentality like 2 years ago?
Oh, I fucking love it.
And now people are like, all right, so what you're saying is if I just work smarter for 3 or 4 hours a day, I don't have to work 14 hours a day. You're like, yeah, that's, you know, Gary V was like, why are you sleeping 8 hours? You only need 6 hours and you can work the rest of the time. But now it's kind of like people have got realized that that's not sustainable whatsoever. You know, everything's going to break down if you're working 16, 17 hours a day, including fucking your kids aren't going to really know who you are. Your marriage, relationships, everything. Your health's going to deteriorate. But working smarter is probably, you know, in the long term, it probably outweighs everything. Like, there is going to be days where you have to grind hard. Like, we all go through it. Fuck, I've went through it. Like, every day this week since Wednesday, I've had to be up from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. to liaise with Australia. People would look at me and go, oh, he's a DJ, fucking nice wee lifestyle, get up whenever he wants, late nights, whatever. But people don't see them that grind when you're up on calls to Sydney and calls to Melbourne trying to suss out stuff at 1 a.m. when you should be in your bed. Like, everybody should be in their bed at that stage if you're not out, you know, working.
So one of them ones where you really have to be, there's a fine line with, like, I see, I'm very much like, people fucking are gonna think I'm nuts, I'm very much like a 5:30 a.m. or like, I am like, I,
but that
I
suits you. You love that, but you don't preach that.
No, I never preach it because I built my business working weekends on a Sunday and getting up at like 7, and like don't get me wrong, that's fine, but like there's also time periods in my life where I haven't got up past 10 for maybe 6 months, like, and then work nights.
Yeah, but then you split your day. You have a very good work, like you do work, you do a block of work, you do your blocks, you do block, gym, lunch, you do another slight block, don't you?
Right now, my routine in Mexico is disgusting. I mean, people are seeing stories and all, but you need to realize that's not what my life is like at all. Like, that's pure fantasy. So, like, up at 5:30, I'll work for 3 to 4 hours straight. Like, I'll get up and I'll do fuck all morning routine. I'll maybe spend 10, 20 minutes just sorting my head out, doing light work. Then I go from maybe 6 a.m. to 9 straight. There'll be fuck all breaks. I'll just work like fuck. And then I'll take a 20-minute break where I get ready, and I'll go to a cafe, I'll do another hour to work there, script my videos, go to the gym, film a video for an hour, then I'll train for an hour and a half, then I will take a break for about, like, don't get me wrong, there's wee breaks of 15-20 minutes in cafes when I'm like in that cafe in the morning, I'll have breakfast, then, you know, film, come back, eat, take a break for maybe an hour, watch something, relax, or take a dip or take a spin or whatever's needed, and then I will go back into work block until I go, oh, that's me, I'm done, I can't physically do any more today. And that is me in a push right now. I'm in a hard push. You cannot sustain that.
No.
Year round, I'm at a stage now where my Instagram's growing really quickly, I'm launching the app, there's so many things going on, and that is fine. You can push as much as you want, but you need to realize that you have to pull sometimes. So there's stages in your life where you're gonna have to pull, and you're gonna have to stabilize. And it's a really good example. This is, if you continually push one area or all areas of your life, you will burn out other areas without realizing it. Really good example is people that lean way too much into fitness, bodybuilding for years, all of a sudden their marriages break down, or they have issues with their, like, they have no social life, and then they don't balance and they don't enjoy their life quality anymore. It's because you spent all that time and reinvesting your time into something you didn't even realize. It's like when people don't realize how much time their work is taken from them, like in their careers. Joe, yes, you work 9 to 5, but you spend an hour outside traveling. Right, and then, Joe, are you building a business on the weekends? Well, obviously, you're not going to have a social life then, Joe. So it's that fine line, and it's trying to walk that. Now, don't get me wrong, I believe if you're trying to build something or you're trying to get move the needle of life, you're going to really struggle with balance, because balance is for balance, and it's not for progression, really, if you get me, to an extent.
Yeah.
Balance is a bit of a myth if you're really looking to build something, especially with the way things are right now. Like, for example, like if you're trying to, for talk's sake, if you're trying to build your coaching business for talk's sake, I'm not just relating to fitness, you have to an extent outwork me. like Joe and or I'm out working you. I don't care what people say. Nobody's competition. Nobody is competition, but at the same time, you're technically fighting for attention on Instagram at the moment.
Yeah, well, we always said attention is the currency. Attention is the currency that everybody wants. It's I had the conversation in the, regarding DJing with a fellow the other day about. I said to him, I have a platform and I've worked hard to get where I am and I think I owe it to the industry that's given me so much to help people and to get people up and going and doing well and supporting younger acts and supporting people that need supported. But there's a lot of people in the industry that won't help other people because they see it all as competition. There's loads of work to go around. And
people don't realize too, like, yeah, it's as you said there, I just say, like, it's the attention you can fight for, but you don't need to fight between each other. It's like, right now I'm noticing like loads of PTs are taking sort of shots at me, and
we'll get into that now, boys.
One of the things is though as well, like, it's just me being blunt, it's like you need to realize that this is just an opinion. It's like, for example, if you are Catholic or you're Protestant, it does not mean you automatically have to dislike me. If you like low volume training and I like high volume, doesn't mean you dislike me.
Yeah.
If I like optimal training and you like, you know, the basics, the bench, the squat, the deadlift, you're entitled to your opinion, I'm entitled to mine. Now, we can have a disagreement on that. It doesn't mean you need to dislike the person or the character or their morals or their values. This is the problem, in my opinion, with society. If you disagree with anybody on anything, people automatically go, I now dislike this person because they're challenging my beliefs. But the thing is, see, when a person challenges your beliefs,
yeah,
if you get triggered, that's an insecurity and that's an issue on your behalf, not that person's, because it's brought to the forefront. When somebody says to me, look, I think, for example, I put up all these, like, stop doing this exercise is wank, and then people will retaliate with the, that exercise is not wank, you're creating a barrier to exercise, you're overcomplicating everything, and I'm like, I completely see your point. Completely see what you're saying, that because that can be very overwhelming. But I'm also talking to who I was when I was 23. I came out of the fire service and I was in shite shape and I was doing the same thing as everyone else and I was benching, I was getting nowhere. And then when I started optimally training and really looking at like what works best for the body, I got results. So there's going to be somebody that's listening to me that is in that exact position, and that is who I'm speaking to. I'm not speaking to you, Tom, who went into the gym at 19, benched for a couple of years and got massive and was able to PT. That wasn't how the gym went for me. Now, I'm not saying you're lucky. Maybe you just connected with the bench well, maybe whatever it is, or squatting. Maybe you trained harder than me, whatever the variable was. But the thing was, that didn't work for me. And yes, you can argue and say, oh, you're creating, you're blah, blah, blah. But the thing is, there's 100 ways to build a business. There's 100 ways to build a physique, like calisthenics, gymnastics, bodybuilding, CrossFit. It doesn't mean any of them are wrong. I'm speaking to one specific person.
Yeah.
The problem is, PTs are watching my content and going, this goes against me. The thing is, if your message is strong enough, you will build your own base. This is why so many people right now are hating on me, and there's so much love as well, because you can see the audience that I'm speaking to is that person's connecting with me, going, oh my god, you're making me fall in love with fitness. I'm seeing results in my chest. I'm seeing this after years of struggle. Versus, there's going to be people who watch my content and go, this boy, he's way overcomplicating things. This is ridiculous. That is not the person I'm trying to help. So I don't care. You don't need to bite back at me. But the thing is, you need to understand who I'm trying to help. And that's the thing a lot of people don't understand is, as well, it's like they're getting triggered because it's challenging their beliefs. But like, if you really have deep self-conviction, you don't need to praise it. Like, I don't need to turn around and slate somebody else by building it up. And people are like, oh, but you're saying, stop. Like, for example, I've got a video coming out saying, stop doing press-ups. Unless you're doing the press-ups like this. I'm not saying stop doing press-ups. I'm saying stop doing them fucking wrong. Or stop doing them where you're hurting your wrist or where you're not getting enough depth. I'm not saying the movement's off. I'm saying how to make it better. People are just not fucking wise. And I think it's one of these things where it's self-awareness is a trait that's not very common now.
No, it's less and less common.
Reactive. And the thing is, you need to, it's like whenever you have an argument with somebody, you always look back and go, oh, I probably should have handled that better. Plus, the worst thing is, see, when people talk about me, share me in their group chats, or tag me in stories, or give me shit, or like there's a full hate page to me now, pretty much on Instagram and stuff. And like, I'm like, is this there? Is beautiful. Oh, there's a couple like coaches who literally make memes of me and stuff now. Yeah.
Oh, right.
They stick my head on the things and all, which is to be honest, it is funny. Like, it'll be like, who the fuck's this boy calling himself Quadzilla? Look at his legs. And I'll laugh. I'll generally laugh at that. Like, and I'll be funny. But like, I'm also like, thank fuck I have a thick skin, because like, well, fair enough, I'm asking for it saying stuff like that. So you sort of have to take
it. Aye, well, it's like big T, you know, you're fucking playing. Like, you're having a bit of fun. You know what I mean? Like, it's...
Like, don't get me wrong, I call myself like the king all the time. Like, if you saw in May, whenever I had my birthday, like, my ones bought me a crown. They buy me a crown every year, because I always go, like, if I come into the house, I'll go, the king's home. And like, it's just a joke. Or
it's playful. Like,
like people go, where's this big bad wolf come from? And I go, because I actually call my little dog the little wolf, and then I go, I'm the big bad wolf. So like, it howls, and I always howl back at it.
Yeah,
and then the thing is, see, my content, the more and more, this is so interesting, I think, for people to hear, the more I have acted like I do around my house, the messer I am, the more people are like, oh, that is hilarious. But the thing is, like, I act exactly how I act around my sister now in content. See, all the way I jump around and I go on, like, if me, her, and the dog are out for a walk and the dog starts barking, I'll start barking back at it. Or I'll start shouting or growling or Joe, something stupid as fuck. And the thing is, I'll do that in a public place. Like, we'd be in Derrymore walking, and there'd be 50 people around us, and I'll just start howling back at the dog, and people be like, what the fuck is going on? But the thing is, that's the way I go on. So then seeing me almost not doing that, my content is actually a false perception of me being serious.
Yeah, you're holding back.
The more, yeah, like, I'm actually giving people a more real version of me. The only real thing that is probably a little bit added is I don't wear a headband.
I was going to say, the fucking, why is nobody jumping on hitting the headband?
The thing is, it's because I wore them for a while before, came a little bit away, and then see, since I've been in Mexico, it's actually so handy when you're sweating.
Yeah, it is.
So fucking much, mate. So like, it's been a really handy thing. Plus, when you've got the top off, you, and I don't have a necklace, there's nowhere to put the mic.
That is true, actually.
So it's either wear a vest, where
you should get yourself a big fucking chain with a crown on it, a T with a crown on top of it, and like one of them blinged out chains, and then put the mic onto that, and you'll be fucking annihilated online.
The don't get me wrong, I don't want people to realize this too. I think, as you said with the Alex Hormozy stuff, like, I feel like there's a stage whenever you're pushing things where if you're not getting friction from family, from other people, you're probably not pushing hard enough in that one area to make progress. I know that sucks.
But you want to be decisive. Like, nobody wants to be beige. You have to be divisive. There has
don't get
to
me
be
wrong,
a split.
I like vanilla. I like vanilla ice cream, but I never get it.
Yeah. You know,
unless the shop only serves vanilla, like Timmy's in there only serves vanilla, so that's fine, I'll get it there, it's superb.
Yeah,
but like, if I go into like somewhere in Spain and there's Kinder, there's chocolate, I'll always just get a flavor because I know what vanilla is, I know what to expect.
Well, Publicus here, if you go on to like Amazon, you're buying something that has like loads of reviews and they're all 5-star, you're gonna go and go, I don't trust them fucking reviews, because I've never heard the brand name. I don't know the product, but it's got 2,500 5-star reviews. There's something up here with this. But if there's a bit of design, you know, people's giving their opinions on it, and there's 3 stars, 4 stars, 2 stars, 5 stars, then you'll go, okay, now I'm getting a real reading of what it is. Like hate is, in most times, it's just another opinion. It's when...
That's the problem.
It's just an opinion, and everybody's got them, but then hate's... like, I don't mind people hating on music and ability and DJ and stuff, but when people start getting personal, it just then that shows there's a lack of education on their behalf, because they're not trying to understand someone. Like when we launched Australia on Thursday, a guy shared it, was trying to share it to another person, and accidentally shared it to me on Instagram and wrote, "Who do these boys think they are?" And I never seen it until fucking must be the next morning, and I replied going, fucked up here, didn't we? And he replied, LOL, well caught. And I was like, here, that's grand. And he goes, aye, man. He goes, bit of left field seeing you boys launching gigs in Australia. And I was like, aye, I know, man. I was like, 98% sold out. And he goes, he just wrote back, fuck off, question mark. And I just showed him the thing. And he went, you know what, fair play. He goes, I thought you boys were on for a beating out there. And I was like, there you go. But I don't know the boy from Adam. I kind of know of him. He's from the south. But I don't know. I was going to ask you, is the hate annoyed you?
See, whenever people comment about, like, height, cauliflower ear, the way I look, fat, anything like that, height, like, I've said it twice. None of that bothers me at all. It's when people challenge my character.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it. Like, when people go, he's making things worse for the fitness industry, I'm like, that can take me a second to recalibrate from if it hits home, because I'm like, fuck, is this triggering me? And I'm like, because somebody said something a while back ago, and I'm not mentioning it, and I had to go, fuck. Like, it was whenever people were like, you're making a barrier to exit, I was like, fuck, am I actually making things worse for people?
Yeah.
And then I was like, I had to sit and I had to think, and I was like, I'm not going to react to this. I was like, fuck, do I need to change? And then I was like, no. I was like, no. I was like, my message is clear. I know exactly what I'm doing. And then you realize that for the one person that's commented that, you can see their viewpoint. They've taken it that way. That's their perception of it. For the 100 people that are commenting, if you're going, I love this, thank you. You have to realize that that's on that person that's triggered. Their responsibility is to then find who's going to help them or move them forward. You know, I might not be the right person for that. But the thing is, you can't dull down your message because of one person or two people. Or,
well, that's it too.
People are going, oh, how is this person gaining followers? So I'm like, because your income and your following and everything you do is directly correlated to the solution and the problem you're solving. I am hitting home with my exact niche of who I'm talking to. People be like, but there's human, there's comedy. That is who I am as a person. So that's I'm doing like entertainment and education. That is what it is about. That is how you're going to learn. But I always learn best in school when the teacher said something funny around the time or whatever it was. Like, I remember him saying, I remember one of my history teachers saying, like, the World War, say, 2 or whatever it was. I forget what it is now, but a case of, it was like World War 2, 1944. It actually technically started this year. This was the year Hitler grew his mustache. And he just made it as a joke, and he done it with like a wee finger. And I always remembered in school, now don't get me wrong, I haven't done it fucking 10, 12 years. I always remember the exact date. He said the exact date it kicked off, and that made it so easy for me because he added a laugh.
He
joked around with it. And then I've always noticed that if I can relate something to humor or something, I always just pick it up quicker. It's like whenever I turn around to people and I say, whenever you're doing rope ab crunches, I'm like, don't focus on getting your head to the floor, focus on getting your head to your cock. And then people will automatically start focusing. You'll not forget that.
No, that's true.
Actually. Whereas if I say crunch in yourself, that's fine. But like during reps, you won't. Whereas if you actually think of trying to put your head into your fucking penis, it'll stay with you. So that's just the way I learn. That's just the way I've been. So the thing is, I do find the more you lean into being yourself, the more you start to attract people who really lean into you. And do you know what I found as well? I've actually got a lot more energy the last three, four months since I got back into my mojo, back into my flow, because I no longer feel like I'm putting on any sort of mask. I was never putting on a mask anyway. I've always been myself.
You're just holding back. But I mean, like,
you see me full transparent. Like, there's no, I'm not trying to even act remote. Like, I am not a professional person at all in any aspect. Like, even at my like live events there in Marbella, like I was saying, like the sayings, like I would say, I would be like, look, you can bring a horse to water, you can't make a drink, but I'd be like, but just so you're aware, I will dunk that horse's head in the fucking water to get a result if needed.
Yeah.
And people burst out laughing, and I was like, that's exactly the way I am though. And you might be like, that's a bit fucking extreme. I am that sort of, so the thing is, and whenever you do that, I want to really highlight this to people, you get energy back because you're no longer thinking about what other people think. You just do as you do normally, like whenever you're around the closest people to you, where you be your utter self. Because as much as you say you are yourself, you're a different person around your work colleagues, around your crush, around the people in the gym, friends, acquaintances. But see, whenever you act exactly as you do at home with your close confidants or by yourself with everyone, you get so much more energy because you don't actually have any decision fatigue without realizing it. Like, I have so much more energy to give now because I actually not give zero fucks. Anybody that says that is talking shite, but I don't feel like I'm trying to balance anything.
Yeah.
Without realizing, I think a lot of us do that without realizing it. For like a long time, I would have maybe acted slightly different whenever I was working in the fire service. Joe, you're trying to uphold an appearance and stuff. Maybe around clients, I would too. Whereas now it's just like, this is 100% me.
Some people can't, like, I'm not talking about themselves, but some people can't, they can't handle real. They can't handle when people be real around them because it hits home that they aren't real. You know what I mean?
If someone, struggling to be authentic to themselves.
If someone's not being authentic to themselves and not being real to themselves and trying to act cool when it's not them, or trying to, you know, act tough when it's not them, and then someone that's been really real in all aspects, it makes them feel awkward because they're like, you're not living a lie, but you're living you're like an actor. You're acting as something. And sometimes people can't handle seeing other people just be real. Like, I have a lot of friends in the music industry and DJ and stuff, and they act cool. And they try this big act of being this cool person. And they aren't that person. They're just a good guy or a good girl. But they have this, they want people to look at them and go, oh, he's so cool. And every single one of them at some stage, like, always has like a breakdown, and then they're just like, fuck, you know, like, oh, what can I do? I'm not going to post any content because they, you know, they just don't know what to do with themselves because they're acting this kind of, they want to give this facade that they're this madly successful person in the music industry, but really they're just someone doing good. And that's brilliant, that's fucking class, because the amount of people that aren't doing as good, but for them it's not enough, so they have to act better and have to go writing stuff like, oh my god, I can't believe I'm going to announce this big announcement coming soon. That announcement never comes, but they keep doing stuff like that because it looks good and it makes people think they are this successful person. But they are successful, but in their head they want to pretend they're a bit more successful because then it validates them in some way. But really, they should be really happy with where they are in the industry and where they are in, you know, in respect to where others are at. But it's just people love, and it comes back to the social media thing, and, you know, people want to see their best life and all. But really and truthfully, when you show someone your life, it doesn't have to be your best life, because people that like you and people that want to see you do well want to see the real you. They want to see the highs, they want to see the lows, and they want to see the in-between. If you think about it, like, Sean Casey's probably one of the biggest in Northern Ireland on TikTok and on Instagram at the moment, isn't he? Sean's videos are pretty fucking boring. But you know what? They're as real as fuck. They are as real.
Oh, that's exactly the way
Sean loves a rap. Sean loves something in a rap, right? Sean loves to burn himself in a frying pan. And they're as real as anything. And people love real. Because you know what? Sean is the same as 1,000 or 1,000,000 other fellas making a wrap on a frying pan and fucking something into the air fryer. It's handy. And that's why people like to watch Sean's videos. Because they're as real as anything. Now, are they deadly smart? They are. Are they done for a reason? They are, but they're real. I would say if he gives Sean a cooking show, he would struggle with it because that's not him. He would have to do it his way and be Sean Casey. Same as Tony. If Tony was to do a, I don't know, if they were ever to relaunch The Biggest Loser and Tony was a coach, no, he couldn't be the guy that's sitting there giving all these big, mad, inspirational speeches because that's not him. But will he come out with some mad stuff? He will. Will he come out with some mad inspirational stuff? He will. But he's not going to be sitting there giving fucking these old fucking David Goggins quotes. And that's, you know, everybody just, we talk about being self-aware, but there's a major thing in people being authentic as well. And we talked about it a couple of podcasts ago, and you could probably go back and listen to that podcast. Once you get to a certain point in your life and you start being really authentic, Tony talked about it there 5 minutes ago. See the release of energy you get when you just be you and don't give a fuck. It's like dance like nobody's watching. Live your life like nobody's watching.
I think you, I really rate that. I think for a long time I didn't realize I was doing it. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, but then again, you're led to beliefs society-wise that you can't be yourself. You know, you can't be yourself because they want to see the best parts. They want to see the highlight reel. No, that's why people make you believe social media is. And that's probably the people that have problems with social media believe that. Like, I've never looked at someone's life on social media and go, I want that life. I've looked at people's dogs and go, I want that dog. I've never looked at someone's life and go, I want that life. Because, like, all the lives, like, be it Tony, be it mine, like, people might look at our, like, look at Tony and Mexico and go, oh fuck, he's got it good. Nah, if you're not willing to put in the work Tony's willing to put in, and I know that for a fact, I don't care who you are, because I know Tony's work ethic. Same as with DJing in Northern Ireland. And I had this exact conversation with Mickey Modell last night, one of the biggest legends to ever come out of Ireland. Like, old school Clubland CD, Mickey Modell, Dancing in the Dark. Mickey Modell warmed up for me last night, and we had a good chat beforehand. And he said to me, the one thing that always stuck out about you, he goes, I knew nothing about you, but he goes, you were a fucking grinder, and you were a grinder from your 18. And that's, like, nobody's willing to put in the work. And that is most things in life. You think you're working hard until you're really working hard. Boys that open their own business and females that open their own business, they'll notice the big difference in going from working from someone to working from themselves, the different amount of work you have to put in. Single mums will get it as well. The work they have to put in, it's fucking unrivaled. But the difference between making it, not making it, being the top dogs and not being the top dogs, is normally a smidgen of talent. But work ethic is more important than everything. Everybody knows the talented person doesn't work hard. And that would be like you're looking at all these famous people, looking at all these actors, looking at even the Kardashians and shit. If you think they don't work hard, you are fucking delusional. Like, delusional. Like, I...
Oh, fuck, your head's away.
Your head's away if you think that... Any person you look at, a singer, if you're looking at a singer, you're looking at an influencer, if you're looking at Tony and thinking, fuck, I want his life, Jesus Christ. Like, the amount of work that goes into them fucking TikToks, like, is insane. Like, it's insane, like, the work ethic. And, you know, like, I would say 1% has that sort of work ethic. And one
part, though, because,
and like, it is shite, like, at times. It is shite.
Today is Sunday, and my day is run as I outlined earlier. Like, I'm still, like, I'm launching this tomorrow, but I still have to script a video, which will take me 45 minutes, drive to the gym, that'll take 20 to 30, I'll record it. Yesterday's press, it won't took me 80 minutes to record it. So this will be probably 80 minutes today. So there's 2.5 hours, then I'll pop out, get a Monster 10 to try and re-shock myself back into it, and then I'll train. And I'm like, right, that is the video done for the day, that is it, scripted, recorded. I now have to go back and edit that fucker or send it on to somebody. And I'm like, right, well, how long have I been out now? And I'm like, right, so an hour of the script, an hour and a half in the gym filming, then I took a break for half an hour, so that's 3 hours or whatever. And I'm like, right, now I'm training, that's 4.5 hours, drive back, that's 5. And I'm like, and now I need to start my work. Yeah. Joe, like, I need to actually start my client work or my programming for setting up. I'm like, that's 5 hours, because that's why I end up working so much with the work of it, because I'm like, it's like, it's easy for me to maintain my business and maintain clients, but see, to actually grow, you have to put in that extra shift. Because they were writing me going, how are you growing so much? And I was like, because I'm spending about 4 hours a day filming, shooting, scripting, making the ideas, tweaking them, refilming stuff. I don't think it's good. Like, for example, like I sent one of my friend, I sent the videographer one of my videos to video, or sorry, to edit. And it was the barbell row one I put up, right? And I put that up and I shot that. And whatever way the mic was sitting the entire time, it just didn't sound great. It sounded okay.
Yeah.
And I goes to him, I don't know about that. And he was like, mate, nobody will notice that. Nobody will be. And I sent it on to my sister and she was like, to be honest, I know where you're coming from. I think it might pass. And I was like, see the word might? Not good enough.
No.
So this was at like, it was about 5 a.m., half 5, 6 a.m. Mexico time when I was supposed to post it because it was 12 noon at home because it's 6 hours. And I goes, nah, fuck up. Necked a tin of Green Monster, went straight to the gym and filmed it again for 90 minutes. As soon as the gym opened, first person in.
You're not fucking wise.
And the thing is, it took me 90 minutes to refilm it, the exact same video, put on the same outfit. And you know what? Whenever same I send it through to the sister, it goes far better. And then yesterday, the video didn't bang, but it didn't shit itself. And I was like, I'm just happy it didn't shit itself. That's all I needed. I just needed a tick. I just needed a tick. I didn't need a thing. Whereas, see, if I had posted that shit video on it, that video, and I would have went, I deserve that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I didn't feel right with that. Now, there's being a perfectionist, and then there's being even hardcore now. That video yesterday hit 140K in 24 hours, which is about the right amount of views that I'm looking. If I haven't been shit and hit 70, 80, that's what slows you down. That, for me, is the difference then, Joe.
Yeah, boy. Yeah.
I think the hate's a weird topic, too. That's probably like an hour now, is it?
Almost 50 minutes, you know? We're going to wrap her. Jeez. We're going to wrap her up.
What the fuck sort of topic that was?
It's good. I think it's good to talk about hate sometimes. And it's good. It's good to really realize how hate is affecting you. If you're listening to this now and say you get a hate or your business is getting a bit of hate, and think to yourself, how does it make you feel? Because sometimes that can be an indicator that sometimes if the hate, you know, it's bullshit, hits home, you know, maybe there's a wee bit of work to do in yourself. But people are always going to hate. That's the thing. People hate up, not down. That's the other thing you have to remember. If you weren't doing well, nobody would hate on you because nobody would give a fuck about you.
It's one of the things, I think, if you're triggered, like I always remind myself of this now, if I ever get triggered by something, if it triggers me, it says more about something to do with me than that person.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the 90% of people aren't aiming it at you, and it's one of the things where, yeah, like I think it's key for sure just to reassess, because even for myself, I've got caught in that before, so it's a nice trait to have.
Nice trait to have, guys. But right, guys, thanks for everything. Keep rating, reviewing. If you have any nice messages, send it to us, because we love a wee nice message.
Let me know. Yeah, do send it.
Tony's app is going live now at 9 a.m. If you're on at 9:01, you're not getting
going,
it.
It's going live. It's going live at 12 noon. Priority list link's gonna go out, I don't know, early, around 9, 10, 11, whenever the fuck I get up.
Well, you're not getting up at 9 a.m. because that'll be 3 a.m.
I might get up just to send it, but the problem is I need to send it and then monitor the numbers, so I'll probably get up at, I usually get up at,
all right, guys, 12 noon the app goes live. If you're on at 12:01,
priority list, make sure you're in the priority list. It's not gonna open. If it's open past 1 p.m. there's something wrong.
And if you need on the guest list, give me a shout. I know a guy. It'll be an extra few quid a month for the Quinster, but we'll get there. We'll talk about it. VIP list. But right, guys, thank you very much, and we'll see you next time. Good luck.